This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? That's what I want to know, and I bet you are. So that's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay, we have been monitoring what has been going on in the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina, the whole Virginia area because of Hurricane Florence. We're going to jump right in again because I know we have, half of our listeners are on the East Coast and you're all going to be impacted. Right now it is 11:08 on the East Coast and 8:08 on the West Coast. And we're watching pictures right now in Fox News. We're going to catch some of the commentary because at the top of the hour, they do discuss what is going on relative to all the evacuations. And we're urging everybody in these zones, in these areas, you have one day right now in which you can actually get out. I mean, this is sort of like the last day. The window of opportunity to get out of these evacuation areas is now. And so get out. I say again, get out, especially if you're in a low-lying area because of the water. The storm surge is going to be quite large. And here we go, back to Fox.
How are the residents of your state preparing?
I think they're doing a really good job. The governor did a fantastic job of getting out in front of this thing and putting the evacuation orders out beginning yesterday, well ahead of the storm. You know, I'm on the Grand Strand. I live in Myrtle Beach, a tourist mecca, one of the biggest tourist destinations in the country. At any given time on a warm weekend or a day in the summertime, there'll be hundreds of thousands of tourists, far outnumbering the locals. All those folks are gone. The businesses, 90% of them are boarded up and closed. Most of the locals are leaving today. There are some stalwarts who are going to stay. But, you know, the governor said the goal here was no loss of life. I think that's a great goal, and I think people are taking heed. This storm is, you know, one of the worst. I've lived here my whole life. I'm 60 years old. I evacuated for Hugo, which was the first time. I've lived here for over 30 years in. evacuated from Hurricane Floyd, and this is the third time. This is a massive, incredibly dangerous storm. Doesn't matter where it makes landfall. It's going to devastate for 100 miles on either side of the eye. People, you know, I remember when Hugo was coming in and Dan Rather was on TV, and he said, it doesn't matter where it hits the South Carolina, it's going to devastate the entire coast. And this is a massive, dangerous, life-threatening, property-threatening storm, and people need to take heed. And if you're in an evacuation area, you need to get out.
Need to get out. And obviously the threat to life is the biggest concern at this point. But also, Congressman, as you noted, Myrtle Beach, one of the biggest tourist destinations in this country. You also have to brace for the economic impact that this could have.
Well, that's true. You know, we've been through these before, and we'll get up, and we'll get up quickly. We recognize how important tourism is. The people are used to it. They've been through it before. They don't normally go through one that's this severe, but even after Hugo, we were open within just a few weeks and back on track, and we will be again. This is a great place. People love to be here. It's a great family beach, and we're going to keep that tradition going.
Well, our best to you and to the residents of your state, and obviously the first responders as well, who could potentially have a big job to do. Thank you very much, Congressman.
Yes, ma'am.
Hugo 89, that was a big one in Charleston. Floyd 99, a real stoker for North Carolina as well. I mean, what he talks to when he refers to is exactly what the people have experienced down there. And you don't want anything like Hugo or anything like Floyd.
Trouble is, it can change directions. Yeah. A lot could change between now, tomorrow morning, and then potentially make landfall on the coast there Friday morning.
Hour by hour by hour. Cat 4 now, storm charging toward the Carolinas. President Trump defending his response to the disaster in Puerto Rico. Remember Maria promising to help those in Florence's path? We'll check in on what the federal government's doing today.
Plus, House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows firing back at FBI agent Peter Strzok over those newly released text messages. What he says they reveal. Governor Mike Huckabee will join us next.
We're 2 years into an investigation that, quite frankly, has produced no results. What the American people, my district, wants is they want transparency, and they want it now.
Attention timeshare owners. Are you having a hard time getting what you paid for and experiencing increasing maintenance fees? Lone Star...
Well. Here we are. We're not going to get into the commercials for Fox News. Oh, sorry. It's my show. Anyway, so we're monitoring the situation that's going on right now. It's a Cat 4 right now. They say it's going to be a Cat 5. Big, slow, lumbering storm. Now, I've seen some of these in the past, and you people on the East Coast, you're the most informed about these things. But they come lumbering on, and they're just big soakers. Well, a big soaker can be just as deadly as something with a lot of high winds, so... we're monitoring this, and we're going to keep you up to date. And as soon as we get more information, anytime we're monitoring the screen here in this studio, and anytime something comes up vis-a-vis the storm alert, we're just going to jump right into it and ignore anything else that we've got going. Okay, so now I'm going to get back into this whole story. I didn't quite get a chance to cover it. It's kind of a choppy show today because of the breakout of the storm. And what we're going to do is, of course, get back into this discussion about this high school football game in which, listen to this, the principal turns to Facebook to level complaints about the students at a school. Can you imagine that? I can't. I used to be a principal. I used to be a vice. I know this area well, by the way, that they're talking about. And I just can't even fathom. And the Facebook post by this principal is outrageous. So I'm going to set the stage. We're going to come back after the break, and we're going to get into the Facebook post by this principal. To me, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. But this thing about allegations of racism in Orange County High School football game underscores the broader tension in the Trump era. A totally political stunt, in my opinion. From the newspaper on down, a very well-coordinated effort. Because why? The principal, Jeff Bishop of Santa Ana High School, which is large minority area, and by the way, an area in which we know that there's activist Maoist cells going on. Real activism going on. And I guess the question is Mr. Bishop one of the communist activists? What is his background? This is something I think that needs to be discussed. He puts it out there on Facebook. It's open for everybody, right? And guess what? Oh, Facebook didn't censor any of this, did it? I wonder if it's going to censor anything coming back from the Alicia Vio people who are involved in this and engaged in this. Kind of like an outbreak, if you know what I mean. So the principal is offended, he says, by signs, which I find the signs that he shows here. He provided pictures to the newspaper, which are splashed across the nation now. These are pictures of, as you go to the football games and you look at the very top of the stadium, you see, you know, posters that the kids make, the cheerleaders, the spirit people make. And these are the posters. As I'm going to read you the posters. "We're going to Trump you" is one of them. "Party in the USA. USA, USA, USA. We love Aliso." Another one that's signed, "We love the USA." Now, the only thing I find that even remote, I don't think having the president of the United States being talked about in a poster, even if it's Obama. Because, I went to high school games during the Obama, and I saw Obama signs all over the place. What is it? We disagree with Obama. No question about it. But I didn't run around saying the kids are racist because they put up Obama signs. So Mr. Bishop, the high school principal at Santa Ana High School, California, showing his race card. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so we're talking about this principal, Jeff Bishop at Santa Ana High School, and his apparent racist notions. And again, it's apparent. I can't really judge other than what I'm reading here. And I really kind of hope that Mr. Bishop, as the principal of the high school, comes out and kind of clarifies a few things. But I'm going to get into this whole situation. Aliso Viejo playing Santa Ana High School. Home game for Aliso Viejo. They defeat him 42-21, I think. And that makes Aliso Niguel 4-0. And they're going to go back to league, I guess, and they're going to play in the same league and all that stuff. So, now having said that, the principal doesn't like some signs he sees, red, white, and blue all over the place, USA chants, USA, 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 because the kids score touchdowns and they start chanting USA. He takes offense to it because he thinks it's racist on the part of the student body making these racist chants about his kids, which are, he's a minority, so-called minority school in Orange County of 99%, they say, Hispanic. So he's offended by the school that's 56% white mixed with Asian and Hispanic at saying USA, USA. Now, the backdrop is it's a red, white, and blue game, which it, traditionally around 9/11, schools have red, white, and blue games. That's what's at issue. And Aliso Niguel, they've been doing this for years. hello. So you come into my hood, and the kids are expressing themselves. So I guess if you're a USA person supporting USA in some way, you're a racist. That's really kind of what he's saying. Mr. Bishop, the principal, is saying this. Listen, these allegations were made openly and publicly in social media after the game. And I'm going to read to you what, in fact, was said. This is from the Facebook page itself. The article goes on, says the fallout over allegations of racism at a recent Orange County High School football game erupted on social media over the weekend, reflecting the broader tension gripping the country, in the Trump era. In the Trump era. And it was reflected by the principal. The disputed incident occurred Friday night's contest between Aliso Niguel and Santa Ana High School, during which the Santa Ana principal, Jeff Bishop, became upset by what he saw as racially tinged intimidation by Aliso Niguel students. In a Facebook post after the game, Bishop described signs expressing support for President Trump and proclaiming, "We love white," and "Build the Wall," a reference to Trump's pledge to build a barrier around the border between the United States and Mexico. This is the Facebook post. I'm going to read it now. This is what Jeff Bishop writes at 12:06 a.m. Friday night, Saturday morning. This is the quote. "Tonight was chance to improve in every way," unquote. Coach T reminded his players during his post-game chat with his student athletes, "Tonight the Wolverines were the better team." Aliso Niguel. "It would have been easy to blame the racist welcome the Saints received as they walked into the stadium and read the posters referencing Trump, 'We love white, build the wall,' and various other politically and racially charged statements. What I love about our coach," our written in big letters, "is that at no time did he allow this unchristian hate from the Wolverine stands affect his team." It should be to affect his team. After hearing chants from the student cheering section, USA, 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 after the first two touchdowns, morally, I could not ignore it anymore. After talking to the principal and watching her and her assistant principal snag the signs away from these disrespectful and out-of-control students, it seemed to help. Afterwards, it became more about football, athleticism, and a healthy competition between two high school football teams. The opposing principal cried in disappointment after I explained that I would give her a short time to knock the racist, derogatory, and demeaning behavior off, or else! Exclamation point. I was happy about her response in squelching the righteous indignation that the Aliso Niguel Wolverines displayed tonight. The real celebration was when the chain gang crew of Wolverine parents complimented our coaches and Saint athletes on being the only team. I'm being, quote, the only team this season without any poor behavior on the sidelines. And that they did not hear any use of foul language while showing a lot of class. Coach T knows what he is doing and scheduled three tough higher division teams on purpose to both toughen his players up and play really tough teams to prepare for the season and postseason. Coach T is more concerned about winning the war. The Wolverines will do well in their division. Like the Saints, both teams will do well when they hit league. The advantage that the Saints have is that they are respectful, gritty, resilient, and the community is proud of them beyond measure. They continue to be another example of the opportunity and excellence that exists at Santa Ana High School on a daily basis. That's what he read. That's what he wrote. A few grammatical errors there. I find this pretty amazing, especially because I know these areas and these schools, and that they work overtime to be inclusive. Overtime. I mean that. They really do. And it's a compliment to Elise and Miguel, and certainly the parents, and certainly the principal. From what I'm hearing, and what I did check into this yesterday, I did get a conversation, and they said people that I talked to could not see any signs that said build the wall. And they confirmed that in the story, by the way. They saw nothing like that. They did see the signs that were posted, and actually pictures taken by Jeff Bishop, the principal. And by the way, red, white, and blue. What's wrong with that? You're celebrating, and they're making note and paying special tribute to those that died at 9/11. That's a given. Goes on here. These are some of the comments that were made. It says, this is Diana Osterhoos leak. I am absolutely shocked. My daughter went to Aliso and played sports there and was never... And we never experienced or saw anything like this hostile behavior. I am saddened by this Wolverine disrespect. Jeff Bishop writes back. Jeff Bishop, view previous. It says, Jeff Bishop, do you give pictures available that were taken of any posters? Register, ABC, Telemundo, Channel 7 are trying to get a hold of pictures. View replies. That was from Jeff Bishop. Hi, Mr. Bishop. I'm at work right now. However, when I got home, I will have my son upload them from the camera to his laptop and forward them to you. Okay, well, let's see them. Now, let's see. I mean, this is playing right into the racist card, isn't it? Jeff Bishop, we need pictures. Register is waiting. Have him send them to me. This is the principal of the school encouraging this. That's amazing. So we'll look for the pictures. And there's some pictures here. Let's see what we got. So far I'm seeing We Gonna Trump Ya, Party USA. We love Aliso. We love the USA. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Wow. Okay, this is like a really big story. Getting covered, of course, this thing that happened down there in terms of how the operational aspect of racism permeating a certain school and certainly with a principal. Okay, so the principal gets on big time. So now we've opened this. This is a big can of worms. This is like becoming a national story, I suspect. Anyway, so Jeff Bishop, who's the principal at Santa Ana High School, is complaining about what happened at the football game last Friday night between Aliso and Miguel, and a much better team, much better football program, by the way, than Santa Ana High School, which he's at, which he's the principal of. So now, at 12:06 a.m. Saturday morning, he gets on Facebook and complains about what he saw, and he sees signs that say USA, USA. We're going to Trump, yeah, okay? And then we love the USA. We love Aliso. Those are the only signs that apparently that he has evidence of that are racist. And then they score touchdowns saying USA, USA, USA. The football game was a red, white, and blue game. And if you haven't heard about this, red, white, and blue, traditionally a lot of schools in the nation, in tribute to 9/11, play what's called a red, white, and blue game. That was their home game. Now, a lot of these leadership groups, they theme games and various things, various events, and they were doing this out of tribute to the victims of 9/11. Apparently, they did it last year. They did it the year before that. They did it, well, they didn't have a home game. I don't know about that. But they've been doing it, according to one of the coaches. The ex-coach was saying, we do this every year. So now, this Jeff Bishop, who's the principal at Santa Ana High School, turns to Facebook. He turns to Facebook, and this is what he writes. At Facebook, 12:06 a.m. I don't know if he's tossed back a couple or what. Says, tonight was chance to improve in every way, unquote. Coach T reminded his players during his post-game chat with his student athletes, tonight the Wolverines were the better team. It would have been easy to blame the racist welcome the Saints received as they walked into the stadium in red posters referencing Trump, we love white, build the wall, and various other politically and racially charged statements. Well, I haven't seen we love white anywhere. I mean, that is a red flag. I mean, and it would be to any school administrator, and they have good school administrators over there. Anyway, so it becomes racially charged. So he's got this thing, and it's pretty racist, in my opinion, making racist accusations at the other school, as a school administrator is doing on Facebook openly. Not only that, he goes on and engages with, of course, those that are responding. We have one, Diane Osterman Leak. I'm absolutely shocked. My daughter went to Aliso and played sports there, and we never experienced or saw anything like this hostile behavior. I am saddened by this. Okay, I don't know if she was there. There's 42 responses to that. And the responders include Jeff Bishop. Says Diana Verides, apparently responding, one of them says, this is what he says. This is how he writes this. Do you gave pictures available that were taken of any posters, Register, ABC, Telemundo, Channel 7, are trying to get a hold of Puctures, P-U-C-T-U-R-E-S. That's Jeff Bishop, the principal. Why does he have a picture of a female? Is Jeff Bishop a female? He's got a picture of apparently his wife or something. I don't know. Photos. Who is this guy? Ah, Facebook tells it all. There's Jeff Bishop. Okay, Jeff Bishop. Throwing up signs. That's interesting. Oh, no, he's not throwing up signs. No, he's not doing that. He's out there greeting everybody, meet and greet, mobile uploads. He's an interesting character. Okay, so we got the pictures. Jeff Bishop is not a female. On Facebook, it shows he's a female, not a female. No. Okay, so we're out of the woods on that one. I'm sorry, I'm just sort of screaming through this stuff. This is just absolutely fascinating to me. So he's responding, and not in such an intelligible way, by the way. He's responding to the people. This is at... 12:07 p.m. or something. Jeff Bishop. Okay, we got that. All right, now here we go. Let's go on to some other ones here. And so people are starting, he's got 42 responses and a few more replies. Just posting this here in case they decide to delete the photo. This is from the Aliso Niguel's Instagram account, and they have this poster that says, of course, red, white, and blue, September 7th, 7 p.m. versus Santa Ana. This Friday's game, wear red, white, and blue. Okay. And there's something wrong with that. Apparently, to Mr. Bishop, there is. And this is racist? Okay, it's the United States of America, right? You can't have those kind of feelings now. It says, Jeff Bishop, read what you just said. You are not playing an international team. My students are scholars and dreamers and American citizens. They're good kids. A-N was not playing against Germany, Aliso Niguel, or Mexico. They were playing my kids 22 minutes down the freeway. Okay. So you can't say chanting USA at a high school game. Right. Brenda Austin went, oh my God, makes you want to leave the state. So very sad. You would experience this rudeness thanks to our principal. And there's okay some other ones. Jeff Bishop. Jeff Bishop responds again. Says, Jeff Bishop, Christina Clark, your response is appreciated. I talked to your principal, ABD. Yes, she is a good person with no ill intent. She cried. Okay, we got that one. Jeff Bishop, this is another one. AN to Saint W. We hike leaving. We something. Then the misspellings and everything. This guy's really dubious. I guess it is not a great day to be a Mexican. Saint stops, backs up, looks at verbal AN abuser, and AN student says, oh, nice job. Whatever that is. says, what did this say after the game? Tom Erickson, even in attempting to correct the overt racism displayed by the student body of Elise Oviedo, the school administration ignored the implicit racism of sanctioning the red, white, and blue theme without qualification for a reasonable intent. Says, did the halftime show address 9/11? Further, the complimentary comments that Santa Ana High School student athletes took this racism without displaying unsportsmanlike behavior rings shallow. What did they anticipate? I am personally looking forward to the Elizabeth G. Marcellus Legal Studies Academy at Santa Ana High School mock trial team. We field two with over 50 students, possibly meaning the student body. Okay. Jeff Bishop, Deidre Murphy, in response to her, how about the player, coming up to the break here, says, how about the player, P-K-A-Y-E-R, you're misspelling again, who commented to one of our students leaving, it's not a good day to be a Mexican today. Put your thinking cap on and quit being jolly about your silly $1,200 tax break while the real rich keep getting richer. Use your common sense. I'm white, and I live in a home in Liso Viejo. Wow. That's what he wrote. That's what the principal wrote. Wow. This guy needs to be fired. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Covering this Santa Ana thing, looking further into all the pictures and so on, we have a picture here, apparently from Kerry Johnson. Kerry Johnson took a picture, and this is on Facebook. This is the Facebook page of the principal at the high school, Mr. Jeff Bishop, who should probably know better than to do these kind of things. And it's interesting, the picture from Kerry Johnson shows that Kerry Johnson's an adult and doesn't say anything about her. Okay, so anyway, but this picture that Kerry Johnson came up with, it's interesting. This is a picture that's written on red paper. Red paper, you know, the butcher paper that you put up there in the back of the to show the signs. It's a red, white, and blue game, which, by the way, is, see if I can find this thing. Gosh, darn it, I'm missing it now. More replies. Anyway, it basically says it's written in white. We love our red, white, and blue is what the statement is. And it's written in white paint. We love our white and then and that's all white paint on red paper. And then red, white, and blue. That is what the sign says. That apparently, that's the sign that the principal is referring to, and there's still nobody who really can on the other side of Aliso Veo said they heard anything remotely saying that there's racism or that there were racist chants. There's a lot of people on the same on this side. In fact, there's some parents saying that what they heard was good sportsmanship between the two, and that this is something that is. This is something that has been going on for quite a few years. This is something also. It says Capistrano Unified School District agenda. Okay, you know how these agendas go. September 12th. This is completely unacceptable. I don't know what they don't have the whole thing here. Come on, give me the whole thing. This is like board meetings and stuff. Anyway, this is something that is building and developing. That's all I can say. And I think that the handling of this has been it's not been good by the principal. I think to go out and late at night, apparently, he gets on the thing about what is going on with the game. The Saturday morning, actually, after the game, he talks about it, and it's not good. So I would say that the principal, by his actions and not taking this to the next, doing the proper protocols, which is to go to the next, which is your superintendent, and say, look, I'm reporting to you because you're my boss. This is what happened. That's the way you do these things, but you don't take it upon yourself and take it out to social media. And I'll tell you why. And this is so different. I mean, if you want to say that this is a professional football game or even a college football game, that's one thing. But if you sense, and you're sensing it on the other team, that these things are going on, you don't pour gasoline on the fire because they're kids. These are minors, right? These are kids. They're minors. And to make it into a public circus that they have now, which is what's been going on, and then even following it up and demanding pictures, give me pictures. And then he goes into this whole thing about, we need pictures for Telemundo, blah, 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 blah. Give me pictures. Now, I don't see any racist pictures here that I can see that he's got evidence of. And maybe there are. Maybe there are more. But what I'm saying is that the principal is out of line in his venue. He's absolutely out of line in what he's saying and doing it, how he's going about it. He's encouraging people to get more information, more fact-finding on his part. In an open forum such as this one, it's doing none of his kids any good and the other kids any good. These are kids, by the way, on the other side, you know, that he's making these accusations. And there's nobody that of an adult nature that shows anything that this is going on. This racism is going on. So this is the issue at hand. Someone says, the Orange County Register, wow, good for the high school kids at least. Okay, they refuse to suffer from the same liberal white guilt that their parents suffer. Santa Ana is an illegal alien infested ghetto. This is from who is this? This is a post from somewhere against the Orange County Register. Seems to be enticing. Once that happens, once these things happen, of course, you get the trolling going on. You get a whole lot of other things happening. And this is something that is very, very devastating to both sides. So good luck to everybody. I'm not in that business anymore. Thank you very much. But I think the principal is way out of line. Not about his concerns. If he has these concerns, I support him on that. Absolutely. Absolutely. But my concern is how he's handling this. This is something that good leadership would say, I'm going to go to my superintendent about what I saw here and let the superintendent talk to the other superintendent. This is the way these things go, and talk to the boards. But for him to take it upon himself and do something so public is very egregious. And then, not only that, but he's adding to the fire once more evidence. That's not his job to do that. That's my point. He's a public school official, and he answers to people. He answers to the public. He answers to his superintendent. That is his immediate boss, and apparently he's not doing that. I don't think his superintendent would approve of going out on Facebook at 12:06 a.m. the next morning. And with all your misspellings and diction problems as the principal, making these kind of allegations. If they're warranted, they're warranted. And deservedly so, everybody needs to get together and solve this. And one of the best ways to do it is bring both student body leadership groups together. That's my suggestion. I'll give you some more when we come back. Just, hey, calm down. Calm down. We'll be back.
One, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Big convention coming up, newcaliforniastate.com. We will be joining a lot of people come the 5th and 6th of October down in Irvine, and we appreciate all your support and all the concern that we have going forward about New California and the way forward to a new state. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to have a great week, month, year going forward, especially for New California. It's a new day in the neighborhood, like I said. And we appreciate all of you who have been supporting New California. And we appreciate all the listenership of Agenda 21 Radio. And we hope that everybody is going to be safe in this whole impending Hurricane Florence that's coming on board. And I think that, again, what we want to tell everybody is get out of the way. Get out of the way. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.